Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hot, humid, you figured that, and it's going to be that way through the end of October. The jail in Orleans Parish is under a lot of scrutiny as of late, and rightfully so after the not-so-great escape. Some prisoners still on the loose, although two more are still out there. Three were captured. Becky Mowbray joins us now, president and CEO of BGR, and Paul Rue, senior research analyst of BGR. They released a report with recommendations on how to improve the New Orleans jail, and we'll talk about that now. Good morning, folks. How are y'all?
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks for taking the time. Paul, are you there? You can say hello, too.
Yeah, I'm here, too. Thanks again for having us.
And just so I understand, you two are not in the same room where you can give each other visual cues to know who's talking and who's not?
We are not, but we opened a Microsoft Teams video link. So there you go.
Good for y'all. So you know who's talking and who's not. So I see on the report here, it says, if the conversation ends with another round of finger pointing, it is a disservice to the public. And I get that, but I don't want finger pointing. Sometimes it seems as though, Becky, we'll start with you, I guess. Sometimes it seems as though responsibility gets morphed into finger pointing. Somebody has to be responsible for this, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, the responsibility for the jail is really shared in a lot of ways. I mean, the city is responsible by law for providing the funding for a good and sufficient jail, but the sheriff is the one who runs it on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, both parties have roles, and the city includes, of course, the city council and the mayoral administration, which starts the budget. Both sides need to contribute, and clearly the jailbreak proves in a very dramatic and dangerous way that we're not doing so well on that.
So how do you begin to fix it? Tell me about the report, how you went about it.
Well, what we did in the report was we really reissued a number of recommendations that we have made in previous reports. And I should note that this is the sixth time in the last 3 years that BGR has written about the jail. It is of concern for us. It is the third largest expense in the city budget. And of course, as the events of the last 2 weeks show, it's very important for public safety. So we have a series of recommendations that are all about trying to get the city and the sheriff's office to come together for better planning and information sharing, which we think would make everyone more comfortable with committing the resources that are necessary to effectively run the jail and to be able to gauge performance and things like that. So to that end, we recommend that that the city and the sheriff agree to develop a multi-year strategic plan for what should happen at the jail and how to address maintenance needs, how to address information, the needs for sharing information and resources, projecting the population and the needs of the facilities, what sort of metrics they want to see for outcomes for detainees and the public, things like that. And then establishing processes for developing and approving the jail's both operating and capital budgets. Mm-hmm. And that would include also a compensation strategy because, you know, the jail staffing is about 28% lower than the optimum number of physicians. And you heard this during the city council meeting last week, but, you know, there's a lot of frustration on the city council side that they can't see the city council folks feel like they really can't see the detail that they need to feel comfortable in funding the jail, that they want more information about where the sheriff is actually spending money and contracts that the sheriff's office is entering into and things like that so that they can feel more comfortable or hold the sheriff accountable if they feel like money is being wasted on things. So it's kind of a mix of both.
So here's what I don't understand. I don't know who wants to answer this question, but it would seem like all of this is a matter of public record. If it's public money that's being used for contracts, it's being used for purchasing, running a public facility, I don't understand how this is not transparent or how nobody can go in or the city council or whomever can't go in and find out what they need to know. What am I missing here?
Well, yeah, I think what's missing is that there's no a software issue where the city's on a financial software package that cannot communicate with what the sheriff has. And so we heard a lot about that at the council meeting, that just on that fundamental level, the city doesn't have access to that data and information. And that level of accountability is critical. And so one of the other things we're calling for, you know, the sheriff does meet quarterly with the city council to, you know, to discuss the budget and how things are shaping up with that. But we're calling for more meaningful data and accountability as a part of those joint quarterly meetings. And so the city should come up with what are the metrics, what are the things it wants to hear on a regular basis from the sheriff's office about where the city's funding is going. And so you mentioned at the outset that, you know, the about the finger pointing, and certainly those investigations as to what went wrong need to definitely run their course and are critical. It's essential that we get to the bottom of this massive security failure. But if it just sort of ends there, the public won't have been well served. We've got to get beyond that and kind of develop, you know, before the budget even rolls around, to kind of have more dispassionately come up with a long multi-year strategic plan to identify the jail's needs and a plan that all sides agree on how to fund those needs.
See, I think that's very well said, because obviously what you guys are recommending is not going to matter if ultimately...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
Nobody's watching the cameras or who knows who was involved with what and the noise, as I understand it, that had to have occurred with the escape here. But you're looking at further down the line and preventing any more problems after you take care of the low-hanging fruit. Let's pick it up when we come back, because I want to get back to this public record and spending thing. You would think that there would be something in a law somewhere, and I'm just looking at it as a civilian here, that would say, okay, the sheriff's spending public money. At some point, software aside, you should be able to go to some dashboard, some website, some something, and see where every penny of the money is spent. But apparently that's not what I'm hearing. We'll find out. I'm talking to Becky Mowbray, President and CEO of the Bureau of Governmental Research, as well as Paul Rue, Senior Research Analyst with BGR. We'll pick it up here. We come back. 721 Traffic Now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to the Bureau of Governmental Research, specifically Becky Mowbray, the President and CEO of BGR, Paul Rue, Senior Research Analyst, about some recommendations on how to improve the operation of the jail in New Orleans after the escape that happened almost, well, I guess a week and maybe 10 days ago. Anyway, so let's talk about spending the money, y'all, because I'm just a civilian in this, and I'm thinking, well, this public money is an elected office. It's tax dollars that are being used. There should be somewhere, software aside, that we can go and see where every penny is spent and that the sheriff should be accountable for that. There's nowhere, no place where I can go and see that, one of you?
Hey, Tommy. I mean, yeah, you're right. The information is available. BGR, at BGR, we do our work by requesting data and analyzing it and things. So you can get it, but it's just that it's not readily available. And right now, I mean, the city council, the state, they all want information now to understand, what went wrong, to begin to look into what went wrong and what was broken as far as equipment, how many people were, on duty, things like that. And if you, if they could agree in advance about what information is needed, then the sheriff could provide that and the city could scrutinize it and you would have a more real dialogue. I mean, think about with the Sewerage and Water Board, like they regularly report out on, the number of pumps that are working at any one time or the turbines mm-hmm. that are working. And it helps facilitate public understanding. And without that coming from the jail, it just, in this situation, I mean, it's a microcosm of what we've been talking about the last couple of years, that the sheriff can say, well, it's not really my fault. The city of New Orleans didn't give me a big enough budget to make sure that all the cameras were operating and, that the locks, that I could replace the locks on the doors and things like that. And then, and then the city can point to the sheriff and be like, well, you're not, that doesn't matter. You're not doing a great job managing it. Why didn't you deploy the resources you had differently? And if they could agree on what information is necessary to have a conversation and to support a budget request and voluntarily provide that, and then that the city, when they make budget decisions, could say, we funded this, but not that for these reasons, I think it would just move the conversation in a more productive place for all of us.
So what is the budget of the sheriff's office this year, as I might know?
It's $91 million, most of which the city provides, although the sheriff does have a $12 million property tax that voters approved by the narrowest of margins, just two votes, just a week or two before the jailbreak.
So if BGR or the city council or me, anybody, wants to see the checkbook or how all of that money's spent, I can do it only if I request specific things from the sheriff's office. Is that what I'm hearing? somebody?
Currently, I mean, to get the complete picture, I think you would have to go that route. But I think I feel somewhat confident that one of the outcomes of this is we're going to get better data on that front. Just overall, you know, the jail, this is a chronic problem. The jail for the last half century has been under federal oversight. But, you know, the jailbreak kind of captured the public's attention that this is really a public safety issue when you have these SWAT rollouts, you know, happening in people's neighborhoods. And so, you know, the hope is that, you know, now that everyone's attention is focused on the jail, we can kind of capture that and keep the focus there and really make some progress on reforms to how the jail operates and how it's funded that can, you know, address these really long-standing generational problems that the jail has had.
I hope something changes. Thank y'all. Becky Mowbray, Paul Rue, President and CEO of BGR and Senior Research Analyst, respectively. We'll talk to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, when we come back about that and also about the power outage and more. Right now, time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.